Central New York tenants struggling to pay the rent due to job losses caused by the pandemic now have the federal government on their side after the CDC issued a ban on evictions nationwide through December. Executive Director of the Greater Syracuse Tenants Network, Sharon Sherman, says they're certainly pleased with the long overdue order. At the same time, though, it's yet another piece to a complicated puzzle that includes a state moratorium.
It's going to take a while for the legal service people to figure out how this will play in our local eviction courts throughout New York State when the courts finally open.
Meanwhile, she and other advocates want the federal government to take the next step and approve rental assistance in a future relief bill.
Without the rental assistance that was in the HEROES Act passed by the House of Representatives, this still leaves the rent due with no assistance to tenants to pay the bill.
Rental assistance will also help struggling landlords. Sherman says, however, moratoriums and closed courtrooms mean some Syracuse-area landlords are acting illegally.
We have seen landlords changing the locks, landlords turning off the electricity, all kinds of nasty things happening to tenants.
Sherman says lawyers and law enforcement are intervening when necessary to support tenants and stop the illegal tactics. While federal, state, and local responses are helpful, she says tenants still face challenges unrelated to the pandemic.
We have a rental crisis without this. So, you know, none of this is really touching the person who's homeless for other reasons.
Meanwhile, the city of Syracuse, in partnership with the county, has limited federal housing funds for the first relief bill to help those at imminent risk of facing eviction and homelessness. It's available to city residents who meet eligibility requirements. The number is 315-435-2700. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.